Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Just get me a Coke.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Evening, mate.
Evening, Mark. How are you doing, all right?
I'm good, mate. Are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. Hey, I've got a little surprise.
Oh,
somebody sent us something to try.
Oh, it's not horrible. It's not some horrible, is it?
You didn't. Oh,
what is that? It's in a test tube.
It's. I've been told it's called Bobby's special sauce.
Okay.
One of our listeners, Bobby Late, has made us something, and he said.
So it looks like it's in like the thing that you get your herbs in. It's that size.
Yeah,
of the jar,
it is. Yeah, yeah.
With one of them lids. That
although what's inside, it looks like mud.
I'm glad you said mud.
Well, yeah. It's a runny brown colour. A runny brown colour. It's a browning colour and it's runny in texture. So I said, "Well, how do we try it?" And he said, "I would try it on a cracker." So I brought us some crackers.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, it looks runny. Don't we drink it?
You could try.
Do you want to drink it?
No. But that it looks like
I brought the crackers. Only some Tupperware.
Okay. Yep. Tupperware there, well, they're not doing well a minute, are they?
So, what I'll do is I'll serve us a bit up.
And then that the last supper?
I want to be able to smell it in a minute.
The last supper looking at that.
It looks like you're putting mud on a cracker for the benefit of the table.
So, I won't call it mud. I don't know where you're getting mud from, Mark.
No sniffing.
Don't do a sniff test just yet. Okay. We'll do the sniff test together.
I mean, for anyone out there that's had a baby...
Oh, no, don't start putting that.
It does look like what is inside a nappy.
Yeah. No, don't, please, because I started visualising those things.
No disrespect.
We shouldn't have said that. We should not have said that. Don't look at it. Just don't look at it.
Okay.
Is it KFC gravy?
I don't think Bobby's special sauce is KFC gravy.
Okay.
Bobby's
He made it.
Can we smell it?
Handmade.
Not yet.
Can we smell it yet?
Not yet. He's still doing his.
Still doing it. Because it could be radioactive for all we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it thick gravy? Is it? I pretend it's bistro.
Sniff test.
Yeah.
Sniff test.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've got it on my
nose.
But right. So we're going.
It smells a bit pickly, doesn't it?
It does smell a bit.
Yeah,
pickly.
A bit pickle.
A little bit.
You ready?
Yeah.
Running for a bit.
Yep.
Let's go for it.
I'll wait for you all to do it.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Mm. No, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit.
Oh, it's warm.
It's warm.
Oh, there's a kick to it, isn't there?
It's nice, isn't it? Mm.
Oh. might be a bit warm for me.
Oh.
Rob's been sick.
Cracker snapped.
So it certainly tastes better than it looks.
Mm.
I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Hey, pass us that pot back, please.
Hey, we're already trying this. I don't even know if he likes us.
Mark,
I hope you do, Bobby. Is it Bobby? Did you say?
If it all goes quiet in about 20 minutes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's definitely a distinct taste of something. I'm trying to work out what it is.
I need to dip.
It's got a. It's almost like a chutney, isn't it? A really thin chutney, but quite spicy.
I'll tell you what it is though.
Moorish.
It's bloody lovely.
It is, isn't it?
It's what it is.
Yeah, so has he made it himself, this? Is it his own creation?
I'm hoping so.
You'd definitely have that with cheese.
Yes.
It's really nice, that. You would have definitely have that with cheese.
Yeah. Something like a brie.
Well, okay.
Be lovely, that.
That's really nice.
Me talking about cheese.
Bobby,
yeah, Bobby Late. One of our listeners.
Thank you, Bobby. That's...
thanks, Bobby.
Like
that. Lovely, that.
Yeah, nice. I'd even have it on my chips.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it tastes like.
A bit like sauce.
No, HP. Is it
brown
HP?
Sauce.
Yeah, Bram's. It tastes brown a little. Sauce. Yeah, a little bit like
tangier.
That. But a bit tangier, yeah. A bit tangier.
Nice, though.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Cheers, Bobby.
Love it when we get stuff to try.
Yeah.
All good, yeah.
So do I.
Mm.
Mm.
I haven't got anything else, I'm afraid.
Well, I've got something.
Oh, have you? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What, to try?
No, not to try. No, we've got a question in from one of our listeners.
Oh.
So Tracy's been in touch with us, and she says,
how does she spell that?
You get that thing come up on your laptop. Oh, sticky keys. You've got sticky keys enabled on your laptop. What's up, folks?
Are you editing this out? Shall we just carry on?
No, carry on.
So Tracy's been in touch with us, and she's got a question. She says, so if you had each other's body for a day, what would be the first thing you would do?
Ooh. That's a good question. Whose have we got?
Well, she doesn't say, so I presume it's down to us to
govern it.
To govern it, I guess.
Govern it, Mark. Whose body have I got?
Well,
You wouldn't trust me with yours, would you?
Colin down road.
Oh, yeah, Colin.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's say you had...
yours.
Well, it's not much different, is it? Apart from Amber bit. Let's say you had mine, then, because you asked me. So you had my body.
The first thing...
Well, she does say first thing, yeah. What would be the first thing you would do? She'll say first thing what you would do with my body.
Do you get it back when I finished?
Depends what you're going to do with it.
I think I would go for an all-over body leopard skin tattoo.
All over. Crikey.
That would be priceless to see when you got your body back, Mark.
The best thing about it, in the weird world that we live in, all I can picture is Mark's face stood there going, what have you done? What's this? And then almost, why a leopard?
That'd be me.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'd be saying.
I know.
You look like Julie Goodyear, who used to be in EastEnders. Were you at EastEnders?
Coronation Street.
She used to wear like leopard skin like jackets.
Bet Lynch.
Is that what it were?
Yeah.
Who have I got, Mark?
That's a good one, Mark.
Why me?
No, well, you're going to tell me. Who have I got?
Well, you've got Kirk.
Go on, you can say it. You can say it.
I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. If I had your body for a day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very little you can do in a day.
Yeah.
I think I'd experience jumping off Maltby top diving board.
All right.
Because Maltby top diving board?
I mean, it could be.
Why Maltby?
I don't know, because it's the only one I know. just a diving board.
Okay.
Because I don't really generate much of a splash in a pool. And I just like to experience witnessing a bigger splash.
Yeah. I've always wanted a big splash. Cheers, Kirk.
So you want my body to experience something bigger?
Yeah.
There you go. It's a bad story of your life, mate.
Would you do a belly flop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd want to get it nice and red when I get back. Yeah. Hey, your ball. Yeah. It might sting a little bit. Ooh.
Yeah. I'd love for you to have my body for a day, because I guarantee by the time you give it back, you will look at me and go, how do you carry that around every day?
Yeah.
I don't disbelieve that for a second.
Brilliant. So, is it me next?
Yeah, so...
Whose body have I got?
Is it me again to tell you?
No, why not?
What if you had... Marks.
What's first thing I'd do?
Yeah.
Have a coffee to sober up. Do you know what?
It's an odd question, I think.
It is an odd question.
It's because you've only got a day. So yeah. There's, well, if you had a...
It doesn't matter if I had a week, it'd still be an odd question to me.
I think...
Touch your toes?
Yeah. Yeah, sleep with his missus. That's what I'm going to do now.
That's a good comeback.
Genuinely, I know this sounds absolutely pathetic or whatever, but Mark is a lot more active than me and stuff like that. So, you know, genuinely, Mark, even now, and I know he'll pull a face now because he considers himself to be obviously more unfit than he were, but Mark's still got that ability in his brain that he can just set off running and just keep running.
Forest.
You know, very much so. He has that ability.
Woods, roads, fields.
I've got it. I didn't start running. You know, I remember last time we went and did the three peaks, and he got me up the first peak, And then I was conscious that I was slowing him down because I know he wanted to do it in a certain time. So bear in mind, I'm absolutely hanging out my backside that I've just got to top of this bloody, what I consider to be some sort of mountain. And I said to Marcus, look, you crack on, mate. I was with other people. I'm like, you crack on, you go. I know you want to do it in a certain time. Don't let me hold you back. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I appreciate that you've got me up this hill. I probably won't finish all three. So you just crack on. So I'm there, absolutely. I can't take another step. He goes, all right, mate, no worries. And just runs. He just runs off. So the answer to that is would
I could
be,
see a pub on the horizon.
Genuinely, my answer would be is to maybe go and do something physical, like do the three peaks or something like that, and actually enjoy it for what it is without feeling I'm going to die.
Yeah, oh, that's a very good answer, that one.
So yeah, good answer. And I know in your head, Rob, you sat there going, you could still do that, Kurt. You just need to get fit and lose weight. But that's my answer. So what about whose body is Mark going to have?
It's Rob's, I think, is it not?
Rob's.
Well, in that case, it'd be easy. I'd put a pair of Speedos on and just walk around Meadowhall. That's it. Boom. Job done.
Meadowhall.
You might want to put a sock down on me, but yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, true, I'd have to do that.
You might get kicked out.
Don't mind, at least somebody might have seen me walk around with this, you know, beautiful body and six-pack. And they go, is that Rob? No, it's me.
I mean, I'm utterly flattered. There's no six-pack at the minute since France and everywhere else I've been.
Oh, I'm not bothered then. I'm not interested.
Well, good question. I hope we've answered it.
Yeah.
I think we've answered it.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for that question, Tracy.
Yeah, thanks, Tracy, for the question, yeah.
I mean, have you ever wondered what it'd be like to be a woman for a day?
Oh. Dangerous.
let's try and keep it PG, but genuinely, you know, is it not something that you ever thought about? I've always
thought about it. Do you know
what I mean? He's just going on today. Have you ever thought
about it? Have you thought
about
it, Mark?
Being a woman?
Yeah. Just for a day?
No.
Never.
No. No.
Really?
I'm terrified of them.
You've not thought about, you know, pulling tights up your legs and no? Oh, it's just me then.
Yeah, just you, Rob.
I think you've been thinking more than just tights, Rob.
Actually, while we're talking about questions and stuff that's being sent in, we have actually had another question as well.
Oh, right, okay.
So this one's from Rob.
Why is it that I never get any questions? I never see these questions.
Well, you've got to actually look at the emails for starters.
Yeah. In fact, it's not the emails that's the problem. It's the Facebook, the Instagram, the X, formerly known as Twitter, and all that I don't look at. And I guess that's where these are coming through.
Yes,
to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right.
It's cheeky dropping them in there. Yeah. In case you don't know, we've got them. Because you're not using them.
Rob sent a question that basically, I suppose it links a little bit, so that's handy, is that what do we think about life after death? Or do we believe there's anything after death? Or do we believe in, you know, souls, spirits, at the afterlife, and stuff like that, and what are his thoughts?
Well.
Who wants to start?
Well, I find this quite difficult to answer it for one reason, that I almost get a little bit confused with, like, I can't have one view or opinion without having another, without it conflicting with it and going, no, you can't have both.
I'm exactly the same, Rob.
Yeah, so...
And I'm conscious while we're talking about this that we have covered something similar, so just trying to keep away a little bit, but I'm exactly the same as you, Rob, with that.
What do you mean? Explain, Rob. So
the one thing that I don't believe is religion. So I don't believe that when I die, I'll go to heaven or hell. In God's eyes, I'm a sinner, I'll go to hell. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not, and I'm with Jesus, I'll go to heaven. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, then, do I think that something happens after we die and we don't just switch off and it's like nothing?
Nothingness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I don't
believe
in.
Oh, so you think you're
that.
Like there's some sort of spirit thing going off? Is that what you think? Is that what you're saying?
You go somewhere, but it's like a, I don't know, almost like a dream. Because obviously when you go to sleep, technically you are, you're not brain dead, but you've gone, to, when you go to sleep, your brain's just...
Yeah, shutting down. Yeah.
And we go into like a subconscious state of some sort, don't we? And then we start to dream.
But when, but that's your brain doing that, isn't it? When when you physically die, and your brain stops.
What if that when we go to sleep on a night and we dream, that's the free subscription, and you get all the adverts,
I like
your dreams, and then when you die, that's a fully paid up subscription.
Yeah,
you don't get any adverts.
That's a good way. I like that, Mark.
You just get all the blankness.
Yeah,
all the blankness.
The blankness. But yeah, I genuinely don't know what I see happens at that point when you take your last breath.
Yeah,
I really don't know. I like to think that you. I don't know. I don't even know what I like to think.
Yeah. See, I think, you see, my view on this is like yours, and like yours, Mark, but I don't think, because I don't dream, well, I do, but I can't remember. As soon as I wake up in the morning, that's it. It's literally as if I've gone to sleep.
Between 8.14 and 8.17.
Yeah. 8.14, 8.17, that's when I wake up, yeah. So when I go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever, when I wake up, there's nothing. So I don't think there's anything going off. It's you switch off and that's it, and there's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
No. Because all this spirit...
So you're born, you live, you die, end of story.
End of story.
No point to it.
No. This spirit thing, I think, that you're talking of, is that's just wishful thinking. I think that's just... And I like it. There's nothing wrong with thinking that. But, you know, because you're thinking, oh, I just don't want to be dead and that gone. I want to sort of be floating around. But it's just people, it's just humans wanting to... Because we all just want to live... Well, we don't want to live forever, but it's the fact that you don't want to leave this world. So this is why humans, this is why we think there's spirits and stuff.
As I'd
said, but there is no spirits. There's nothing.
As I'd said it, I'll just... No. The one thing I do believe, which will go take us down a whole different tangent, I'm not going to go fully there, but I almost do have a little bit of faith and belief in reincarnation. And that's where it goes a little bit different, because I'm a bit like, does it go black for a while and then all of a sudden... You're back into it, I don't know. That's what I lean towards that more than having an eternity of blackness and not.
You mean
anymore.
Coming back as an animal, an object, or a person?
Anything. And I don't think you know. You don't know you have, but it's almost like now I sometimes feel as though there could be a skill set that I'm leaning into or something from a previous life, maybe.
I mean,
that's, you know, again. Wild fantasy.
I mean, the incarnation, what's funny about that is I remember watching Ricky Gervais's stand-up show, and he was sort of saying about people think that they've been people in past lives. Mm-hmm. And he went to like some sort of party and he were talking to someone and they thought they were like Adolf Hitler in a past life.
Yeah.
Then he went to meet somebody else and he went, oh yeah, I was Adolf Hitler. And he says, well, what's going off there? There can't be two of them thinking they were Adolf Hitler. So you're already, you know what I mean? People always, why are they always famous people that they think, why is it not Dave from McCounts, you know, it's always somebody famous, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I know I'm sounding really boring and really as in shutting it down, there's no incarnation, there's no spirits, there's nothing.
I'm glad you think like that because it's helping my comeback. But
good,
let's hear other Mark first.
The other Mark.
Come on, Mark.
I'm same as you, Rob. I'd like to think there is something.
Yeah.
Just because it's just a nice thought, isn't
exactly.
It?
Other than
you know. Shut down and that's it, you've done forever. Blue screen of death or whatever it is. But there's nothing to substantiate to the contrary, is there? You know, people say they've seen things and people say they've experienced things, but if there was something, we would all experience it.
Yeah.
You just would. It wouldn't be a selective. Oh, you can only see it if you're in tune on this frequency or you.
Well, we're gonna get the expert coming in a minute, Carl. Yeah, so he's gonna put us all,
you know, If people say they've seen ghosts, well, what enables you to see ghosts that the next person doesn't? Well, they believe in them. Well, you know, they've woken up at middle of the night and they reckon to have seen someone in the bedroom. They've not woken up and gone, I believe in ghosts. Oh, there's a ghost. You know, they reckon to have seen something. But equally, the logical side of me would also say that those things can't appear because they say, oh, they're wearing clothes. Well, how can they be wearing clothes if they don't exist? There's no matter. You know, they make a noise, they move something. How can they move something? There's no matter. You know, so how can they physically do anything? You know, making a noise is moving air. But if it's a non-existent, you know, if it's just a vision, what is it made up of? You know, so there's no... Nobody's ever been able to give me a logical explanation as to why that can exist.
Well stand by, because Kurt
Kurt
will come straight back in.
David Akora's here, is he?
Yeah.
David
Akora. Exactly.
Derek?
Why is...
Oh, it's Derek.
Derek.
I could have said David Pakora.
Yeah. Why is Yvette Fielding not seen Derek Akora? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's all like skate bumps in the night and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's all theatre, really.
Yeah, it is.
It's theatre.
Right, okay, but here we go.
No.
Here we go.
I'm
sit back.
I'm genuinely interested. So the first question, let's just move away from ghosts a little bit. Let's just move away from ghosts, like people seeing ghosts and stuff. But I do have a specific question for you, though, Mark, because I know we discussed it a little bit, or we debated it a little bit before. And if you tend to believe in nothingness, if you like, that there is no nothing else.
It's not a case that I believe in it. I just,
there's nothing to prove otherwise.
Yes.
But then you are very strongly driven by the whole notion of everything happens for a reason. So who do you think is controlling that?
I'm glad you've got that question.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. No, you are. I'm not trying to catch you out. I'm genuinely interested to see where your mind goes. Yeah. Because I know it's something that you truly believe in. Everything happens for a reason. And my mind kind of goes into a fact of, if you believe in that everything happens for a reason, then you've got to believe in that there's
something else at play.
Yeah, I think there is
energy exists.
Yeah.
Energy exists.
Of course, yeah.
And so I do believe in positive energy and negative energy, in that you can, you know...
Energy definitely exists.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah,
in the you couldn't have sounded any more seedy at all when you said that, Rob.
I didn't mean it.
Why don't you rub your thighs up?
Energy really exists.
Well, yeah, in the living world.
But not in the dead world,
because it's dead.
And I do believe that if you're doing positive things, you'll attract positiveness.
Absolutely.
And more positive things will happen around you. That's not to say that something negative won't come about. It will, but you'll force more positive things, and
that's true. But we're talking about the world we're living in, living world, not the dead world.
Yeah. So you've not necessarily. Yeah. But this is what I'm just going back to. So you've not necessarily got control of all those things around you, but because you're doing such positive things and putting yourself in scenarios, you're encouraging that kind of thing, and so things will happen around you. Mm-hmm. But that's stuff that you're in control of.
Okay.
In terms of, you know, beings that are no longer of this world, should we say, mm-hmm. spirits or whatever you want to call them, you know, where are they, why are they, why are they where they are? If reincarnation is a thing, well, how come that is still just a ghost?
Stay away from the ghosts.
What they do when we can't see them?
Is it stuck in situ? Exactly.
Stay away from ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, we look, I'm not going to go overly into what I believe, because I know we've done it before on a previous podcast, but you know, I'm not a big believer in the whole, if you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we all believe in sound.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we have to buy into the fact that different things can move on different vibrations and different energies. We don't have to see it to know that it's there. Okay, so there's absolutely a potential that there can be something else on a different energy vibration that you can't see or hear or whatever. So that's just fact, because you can't see sound waves. And but they're there. We know full well that they're there.
You can hear them.
Yeah, absolutely, you can hear them. But what I'm saying is that there are some things you can't hear light. But you can see it.
Yeah,
exactly. But this is what I'm saying. There are certain elements and certain energies and stuff like that that go pass through the earth,
like radiation.
Pass through the air,
on different
energies. Yeah. Radio frequencies. You know, TV frequencies. Yeah, whatever it
but
is.
But this is all in the living world, and this is all scientific.
No, what I'm saying is, Mark, is that. We know them things exist, even though we don't see them. We know we can connect to our Wi-Fi. You know, something is literally connecting our Wi-Fi to something. Yeah, we can't see it, we can't hear it, but it's there.
Yeah,
and
if
we know
I send you
there.
A photograph stood here on AirDrop,
we don't see the photograph.
How it leaves end of your phone and turns up in his phone.
Yeah.
And then you don't see, hopefully, you know, like, it's not like Mike TV, is it, on Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
When he like turns into little pixels and flies across room.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see, the thing is because we know their fact, we have to be able to say that, of course, it's a possibility that there are other energy levels on things that we can't see or hear.
Yeah.
Well, I think we would have discovered them.
Okay, so, but this is what I'm saying. You've got some people that say that they have. Now, this brings me on to my point of it. Very quickly, I would say I'm more spiritualist than anything else. So I believe that we all have a soul. I believe that the soul is within us. I believe that we're here. This isn't our home. I believe that our soul is on a different vibration level.
Yeah.
And
where is it?
It's all around us. We just can't see it.
What's all around us?
Where our souls are.
They're not inside this
It is at the minute. Your soul is inside you at the minute.
And then where? And then where does it go?
Onto its vibration level.
What's this? What's like?
Have you not listened to
it? I can't give you a frequency. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
43 million megahertz.
Yeah. I've no
is
idea.
Is it on DAB?
Yeah.
You're going to level two. Then when you get to level three, you've got to fight the boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. But that's what I believe. Okay. That genuinely what I believe. That when you die, your soul goes home. I think it also explains why you have a gut feeling, even though science can't explain it. I think it gives reasoning to why we have a subconscious, even though science can't explain it. I think it explains a lot of things, so therefore it makes sense to me. It's the biggest thing that makes sense to me.
I must admit, I don't think I've ever researched it enough to have an argument against my thought process to say, actually, there is this. Unlike religion, where I look at it and I research it and I read it and I go, yeah.
I think the thing is I enjoy talking about this sort of stuff, I do, but it's very difficult, and I'm not saying anyone in this room, by the way, I'm saying it in general, it's very difficult to have the conversation with somebody that's completely closed-minded.
I'm not.
Because everything that you say, they just come back with load of shit or load of crap. You know, and that can't be a debate, then. It can't be
I agree.
I did not mean that anyone around the room.
So my thing is, you mentioned subconscious. Mm-hmm. Subconscious is just a level of your brain absorbing stuff that you're not visually aware of. Mm-hmm. Now, that's your brain. That's your hard drive.
Yeah.
Now, if that's dead, because that's effectively what dies, isn't it? Your brain and your organs.
Yeah.
Then that subconscious can't exist because it's all in there. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? There's no matter for it to be a part of. So that's the logic when I say, well, I understand, yeah, there are things that we might think, and you'll think, well, where did that come from? Well, that's just because your brain is recording stuff all the time that you're not necessarily aware of.
But have you never really asked yourself the question of, for instance, why do we have an imagination? Like, we have a brain that tells our body to do things. We have a brain to tell our heart to pump and our lungs to breathe and, you know, to keep us alive and stuff like that. You know, but why do we have elements of stuff that we have, you know, that are, you would say, for instance, it's just a part of your brain?
Yeah.
What for? Why do we have an imagination?
I think that we only use a small portion of our brain's capacity, don't we?
We do.
Tiny.
We're almost wasted on it, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are, aren't we?
Yeah.
And so I think there's loads of it that's probably functioning in a way of, you know, as we've grown up from children, you've seen things on TV, you know, you've been exposed to things, and you go about doing the stuff that's right in front of you, but that's still there. You've still recorded it, if you like. You know, your brain's taking it in, and then it just goes round and round, and I suppose at some point ends up coming to the front every so often. So
I always saw an imagination as a defence mechanism. Your brain's defence mechanism.
Defence?
Well, as a way of filling in voids that maybe your life isn't as interesting as you want it to be.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Rob.
None of us are actually here. Rob's just sat on his own.
I mean, you've got a great imagination, but don't be so hard on yourself.
Rob's just sat at home on his own recording.
I resonated with Fight Club. but, you know, genuinely, like, it's almost like a way of allowing your brain to escape and go somewhere else if the reality of your life in that moment could have a detrimental effect to your
well-being. You mean like daydreaming?
But
let me throw something at you. If you're the sort of person that doesn't believe in anything else, then by default, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just saying that by default, that means that you probably do believe in, for instance, the Big Bang and evolution.
Yes.
Yeah?
So you believe in a Darwinian sort of thing, that, you know, survival of the fittest and stuff like that. And we've evolved from whatever we've evolved from over thousands of years.
Well, we have.
Yeah. And if you believe that, if that's where your thought process is, then there are certain elements that all we are designed to do as what we've evolved into is to survive. Basically, our job is to be born, survive long enough to mate.
Yeah.
And then, you know, die.
Enjoy the journey on the way, yeah.
Die. You know, so what I'm saying is these aspects, what you've just said there, things like imagination and stuff like that, we would have never evolved with them sort of things because we have no use for them. We have no need for them.
Well, no.
It's not about survival.
Well, that would become under survival because it was a defense mechanism as in terms of if it prevented you from doing something to yourself mm-hmm. because of how your, be it mental health, be it imagination, gives you some hope, something. It's your brain trying to give you, put some sort of light at the end of a tunnel or for some sort of way of explaining it. That's how I kind of sometimes see it. Mm-hmm. It's very, I've never really thought about it that much. It's listen, only, when you delve into these questions,
the brain
you
know. Is, the thing is with the human, it's so complex, isn't it? Like Mark touched on too, I don't think we've even used part of, we've only touched and used a bit of our brain in our lifetimes. And you can see how we evolve, as we've evolved over years, obviously we've invented things and made things mm-hmm. and we've built things. I mean, there's no other animals on the planet that can do what humans can do. Mm-hmm. Not on our planet, anyway, because we've evolved evolved. But we even still part of our brain. We only use a small percentage of it.
Yeah.
And because of how
some
we
more
are,
than others.
And how we've evolved, I think that in some ways how we live our lives, it sort of limits us to how we use our brain. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So,
I'd like to think that with your imagination, it's always something in addition to what you're already doing. So it's almost as if your brain is trying to prove its potential. Do you know what I mean? So as kids, you'll pretend to be something more. You know, you might be, I don't know, a 7-year-old, and you'll pretend to be a knight in shining armor or a soldier or something that you're not. And then it's just you sort of almost
TikToker.
Well,
don't even go down that. Brain dead.
We're not talking about devolution by any means, but so I think it's your way of your brain sort of stretching its muscles and saying, actually, there's a bit more in here. You're quite creative and, you know, or you're very good at, you know, you could come up with an invention and it's a way for your brain to, you know, almost open those opportunities for you, I think.
So let me ask you the question, Kurt.
Yeah, Rob, yeah.
What, in your eyes, what does happen when you die?
That your spirit, your soul leaves your body and goes home.
And home is just in the atmosphere.
Yes, home is on a completely different vibration level to us, energy vibration.
Would this then explain why people can contact you in the
afterworld?
Yeah, afterlife.
Is that
so?
Yeah, but only if you pay £25.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Is that with adverts or without?
I mean, bear in mind, if I had the skill to resonate with a frequency that spoke to me, I'd be charging you.
Yeah.
I'd be very expensive.
But what use is that money in the afterlife? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. So that was going to bring me to the next question. Have any of you ever been to a clairvoyant, medium, psychic, whatever you want to call it?
No.
I have a long time ago. We're in the 80s.
I have a long time ago. Yeah, I was quite a lot
Blackpool.
Younger.
So I don't know if that counts still. Because they're not really real ones, are they? Because they're just hustling for money.
Well, I mean, look, there's no two ways about
what
it.
What constitutes a real one, though?
Yeah, but this is the thing. There are charlatans out there.
Yeah.
100%, just like, you know, in a lot of industries. And thank you. There are people that fake it. There are people, charlatans and this and other. But obviously, because of what I believe there are people out there that can... tap into that vibration level. I do, and that's it. But what's really interesting is, so Daisy, my wife, she was a complete non-believer. Yeah? Has been. So I'd talk about certain things, and she'd find it interesting. She'd find it interesting to see, you know, what I thought. But she was very much under the mindset of, you live, you die. That's it. Nothingness. You know, her kind of thing is, you want to know what it's like to die? Tell me about the day before you were born. And that's death. Okay? Mm. So that was her mindset.
How recent was this visit that she went to? Years ago or recently?
So
just give me some, because obviously I know Daisy, I know your wife, so just trying to.
So anyway, she's been to a medium.
Do you not make?
No.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going with story.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I've just not said it yet.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
So recently she got.
Good evening, Mark.
Because you said that she were unconvinced, but you were going down the road that she's been convinced.
I were a bit like, I think that's where it had gone.
So anyway, so recently she got invited to go to see a psychic. And at first, she was very much to me like, why would I want to go and see a psychic? It's all a load of crap. Mm. And I'm like, look, it's supporting someone. Just go. It's going to their house. Does it really matter? You're going to walk away surprised, or you're going to walk away, you know, thinking, yep, absolute load of tosh. So off she went. She came back and came home, and I said to her, so how did it go? And she went to start speaking, and she just broke into tears. Burst
into tears.
I knew
you were going to say that. Don't know
burst
why.
Burst into tears. Yeah. And that's because she spent 40 minutes sat there as a non-believer and walked away an absolute believer. Mm. Okay? So it literally is, it's like, I can't explain to you how much of a non-believer she were. Yeah? And
right. So it's incredibly overwhelming.
She's genuinely walked away from that experience going, there is no way that there is nothing. There is no way that there is nothing. And she recorded it. She recorded the reading, if you like. And I've listened to the reading, and I've tried to listen to it from a logical, almost like pessimist, skeptical. Sorry, that's the word I'm looking for.
Okay. Yeah.
From a skeptical point of view. And there are some things that I've listened to on there and gone, that's a very general comment, or that's a very generic comment, or, you know, shut up, Daisy, you're giving away too much information, do you know what I mean, and stuff like that. And some of these people that are charlatans or whatever are very clever. They're very clever at reading people, they're very clever at reading signs.
Social media, local newspapers.
Well, absolutely, but to do that, you've got to know the person that... So, for instance, when Daisy went, the person that was going to this person's house didn't know who she was seeing. So she didn't have Daisy's name, she didn't have anything like that, mm-hmm. Okay? So the first time she met or knew anything of Daisy was walking in to sit down and say hello, okay? And it wasn't at our house, so it was in somebody else's house, all right? And there were some bits that I picked apart. Until the psychic sat there, and you can hear it on the recording, she just paused out of nowhere, and she looked straight at Daisy, and she said, who's the electrician? So, bear in mind, Daisy lost her dad a few years ago, very suddenly, and quite young, okay? And died of a heart attack, okay? He was an electrician, all right? That's all he was ever known for. He was all what he was from being a kid, you know, right up through his life, he was an electrician. You know, if somebody was to say...
Hard-working electrician.
Hard-working electrician. But if somebody was to say anything about Ian, the first thing that they would say would be, oh, yeah, electrician. That is, you know... So, straight away, that hit a nerve with Daisy, obviously, because, yes, from a skeptic point of view, you could sit there and go, well, everyone might know an electrician, or it's a very common trade to say, or whatever. But... to pick that trait,
you could have just easily said it.
Moment,
who's the plumber?
To Daisy, out of all people, I think was already a little bit okay. Yeah, she then started saying, why is he showing me fields? Why is he showing me like wide open spaces and fields? Okay, so bear in mind, he dropped down dead in a field. Okay,
yeah.
So he was in the middle of a field when he dropped down dead. Okay, and then he said, and why is he showing me a scar? And she was pointing on his, like, down his stomach. Why is he showing me a scar? Now, Daisy's dad, when in his 30s, had a ruptured stomach ulcer that nearly killed him. Literally nearly killed him. They had to rush him into hospital, and they had to cut him open from diaphragm down to, you know, just below his belly, yeah, to get all the stuff out or whatever. And he nearly died. And he did have a scar. He had a scar from his diaphragm right down his body. These were all one after another, all about the same person, all to Daisy.
Can I just ask you a question?
Of course.
When she was saying this, a woman, by the way.
Yes.
When this woman was saying, was Daisy reacting to any of this? Was she going, yeah, that's right, no, that.
Yes.
So was she giving bits of information to her about it?
But after the point. So like she'd say, who's the electrician? Daisy got upset at that, but then said, my dad. Yeah, so then she went into the fact of why she's showing me open fields and stuff like that.
That doesn't then lead to a big scar down his stomach, does it?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I just wanted to know reacting to it.
So I think for me, they've said other stuff. They've said other stuff around it, which not about Daisy's dad, other stuff about kids and not having her own kids, and if she wanted kids, she could have kids. Bear in mind that Daisy's always joked by saying, even if I wanted a child, I probably wouldn't be able to have one. The medium, clairvoyant, kind of the psychic said, just so you know, if ever you want a child, you can absolutely have a child, sort of thing. So there's little bits like that that you kind of go, all right, okay. But that specific section, I have no answer for.
Did she give
I think the thing is, sorry, Rob, I think the thing is that if it was standalone, if it was one thing, you could argue, well, look, bit of a lucky guess. Daisy reacted to it. She jumped on it, you know, and, you know, good for her. She got it right at that moment. But to put it all together, to put it all together in one reading to Daisy about electrician, the field, the scar, you know, and then there were another little bit that she said, oh, your dad said that he knows you've moved the picture, or he knows the picture's been moved, but don't worry, it's fine. So, and Daisy couldn't kind of picture what that were on about. So she kind of, I don't really know what you're on about. Yeah. She says, well, he knows the picture's been moved, just don't, it's not a problem. She says, right, okay. So, but 2 days later, she rang her mum and she was telling her mum this situation. And her mum were like, I can't believe it. She says, what? She says, well, so when Ian's funeral, we had a big picture done of Ian, like a big headshot, if you like, of Ian. And when her mum moved her boat from where she were to where she is now, Lucy, the dog, went a bit wild while the boat were moving and everything, and she's ended up chewing the corner of this picture and damaging this picture. So recently, Wendy's moved it and put it away, ready to be fixed. So it used to be like on display in the boat, if you like, and she's moved it out the way. When you start putting all these things together, I can understand why Daisy's walked away from that and gone, there's got to be something.
Mm. Well, that was going to be my question, was that once she'd got to the end of, who's this guy that I'm seeing, it was like, what's the message? Like, in terms of, if he was there with in that room, you'd like to think that he would have given another message other than, I've got a scar, here's some fields, see you later.
So,
like, which, by the way, he has said something, if that's what it is. He's, you know, the whole picture thing.
According to what this woman was saying, you can hear it on the recording, is that a lot of time, especially when she's sat in front of somebody that's a bit closed off to it all and a bit of a non-believer, that the first thing that these spirits or whatever try to do is trying to prove to you that it's real, or try to prove to you that they're real, and try to show them things, try and show the psychics things that would relate them to them, so that you can, so you know it's them. So you know it's them. And that's why apparently it's very much like, again, trying to tap into a different energy frequency. If you buy into it, then it is very spadoric.
I know which word you're back. Sporadic. I can't pronounce it.
Sporadic, thank you. You know, and it is very, because you've got sporadic. A lot of people trying to come through all at once and give things. So it's about picking things out. So I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to know, as non-believers and stuff like that, apart from sitting there and going, load of shit, well, what would you answer to
well,
it?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a load of crap, but again, to me, it feeds back into people wanting to believe little things. Now, I know there's certain things in there that could fit, but again, why don't they just come out with more information? Go, here's my name. This is what I do. It's all very wishy-washy. I'm not talking about Daisy's experience. I'm just talking generally here. But it's all a bit wishy-washy.
Hold on a minute. Just stop there. Just what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
So let's move past the whole why is it bitty and botty and stuff like that and the whole thing. How else would she have known what she knew? If that wasn't real, how did she manage to deliver them pieces of information?
Well, I'll throw back is that there were lots of information that did stick. So, you know, so that you were saying that you were listening to tape backwards and there was stuff that didn't correspond. And I said
there were things that I could pick holes in.
Pick holes in?
Yeah.
And they throw it, and when they throw stuff, because I think a lot of the time they just throw stuff out to see what reaction they get back.
I'm absolutely with you. Don't worry, Mark, I'll let you come in a minute because I know you're going to say, but I'm absolutely with you on that, 100%. But what I'm saying is when you're throwing stuff out, how coincidental must it be to throw three, or let's say maybe four, specific pieces of information that all link to the same person, that all link to the person that sat in front of you?
Well, I don't have an answer for it, but again, you know, open. I'd have to listen to him and see. But if she's saying like open space, I mean, that could be a football pitch. It could be.
She said fields.
Open fields. I mean, again, if somebody's a farmer, it could really. I mean, I think a lot of time people fit things to fit things. It's a bit like I've said before when people see faces in objects and clouds and stuff. People make things fit around what they want to believe in. And if you're open-minded as a person, I know you said to begin with that Daisy wasn't.
Yeah.
So obviously, but if you're an open person-minded person, then I know I'm rattling on. I'm trying to think while I'm talking. Then you can let these
things. You've got your sticky keys to Cranigan, haven't you?
Yeah. You can let these things wash over you and sort of. I don't have an explanation for it, but I'm not going to sit here and say it's a load of crap. But I do feel that people want to believe things if they want to believe things, and psychics, clairvoyance, whatever, throw random stuff. It's all very random. And I've seen loads of them on TV and it's all very wishy-washy you know, and I mean, that's my thoughts on it. I mean, obviously, Devin Brown, that's what I'd said there on that, because if you watch him, he debunks a lot of this stuff and how they work and stuff. Mm. But end of day, if Daisy or anybody else believes in it, then I think that's just it. They're believing in something that it's there.
I want to be careful because I don't want to stamp on someone's beliefs.
I didn't want to do that either.
And you know, particularly when it's quite sore and
personal.
And personal. But as Mark sort of alluded to, there is so many things you can pick holes in. There were where he said, "Well, you're listening to bits, and you're like, well, that's a bit. I'm not overly sure about that, but that's accurate. But it would all be accurate if that one person was giving you all that information." You know, if I was sort of telling you a story about what I did at work today, you know, you'd have no reason to believe that I was lying partway through it, or I would say something that was completely irrelevant to what I'd done. So I don't see how, if somebody is in contact with somebody, that you'd get some bits right and some bits wrong. Equally, I know you said that there were certain bits where they were presenting open fields. Mm-hmm. But then there were other bits when he was saying about, don't worry about the picture that's being moved. Mm-hmm. So why did he not talk about the fields as opposed, like he did when he, you know?
Yeah.
And so, is it verbal or isn't it verbal? Yeah. If it is verbal, why isn't it all verbal?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why are they? So, and that's only me with my logical head saying, well, because I don't believe in it. I would love to believe in it, and I'm all for being proven otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
However, it would take something pretty substantial, and they would have to be. And don't get me wrong, I know people. We know somebody. I won't mention any names because the story is very emotional. That went to see a medium, and they were presented with somebody, and they left in tears because they were like, "How would she have known that?" Mm-hmm. So there's clearly something. Now, whether that something is somebody's ability to be able to read somebody, whether they've, you know, we talk about, do they do research? If they didn't know Daisy were going, how can they have done research? Mm-hmm. So we don't know. But for me, if you've been presented with somebody who's, you know, in the other world, if you like, in the afterlife or whatever, that everything would be accurate. Mm-hmm. And you're also in a position where, you know, how many billions of people have died?
Yeah.
How is only one person? Why is there not?
Well, they're not
billions of people all trying to get through at the same time.
That's I did mention it earlier, but I don't think I were quite clear on it. The answer, if you were to ask a psychic or whatever, they would say the problem is when you open yourself up to that frequency, it's like 100 or 1,000 people all trying to talk to you at once, and that's why they've almost got to pick through the stuff that's relevant, and that's why they've almost got to now. Can I just say, I understand the flip side to that of, well, that's a bit handy to say, because you could always say...
But hundreds of people...
I knew that, though, because I've watched Ghost.
I was just going to say, why would there only be hundreds out of the billions of people that have died? You know, it would. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
If you were presented with a semi-translucent, or even... I mean, whether you can see them or whether you can just hear them, every single person that's ever died... And you can contact them
Yeah, but you've this is the thing. If you buy into the belief of it,
yeah,
and genuinely, if you buy into the belief of it, then what you'd believe alongside that is that these people, these spirits, these souls, can observe at any point. So, for instance, let's say it was Daisy's dad. Let's say he was there. He would have known that Daisy's going to that psychic. He would know that he can go and then try and communicate with Daisy through that psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if that all these people are in one place all at one time. Yeah, that it's about.
Listen, the thought's lovely. The fact that somebody is there potentially looking over you, and then when they find that there's a medium there, or you know that they can communicate, great. You know, there might be people there. You know, as far as I know, hell, Mark, when are you going to go and see this medium? I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think just before Rob, I think you're right, Mark. I think it's just people, us in the living world, it's just wishful thinking that there's something out there, we can do this, we can do. It's just this, it's our imagination running riots with us.
I've got an idea.
That's what it is.
We're not doing a Ouija board.
No.
What, we go to a clairvoyant?
We all go to one.
Well, better than that.
We invite one on.
Why don't we invite one on?
Ayo.
Oh, that's a good idea. That is a good idea.
Well, they'll research it before they come off, won't they?
No. Okay. Well, maybe they could.
But I'd be open to have one on.
But
yes,
listen,
of course.
I did go.
We'd have to if we're going to do that. Do you know what?
Feeling. It happens to me all the time.
Carry on, Mark.
You can't get a word in edgeways.
Don't mind me. I'm game, actually. However, we would have to get a third party to tell them to come to it.
Yeah.
That it is for a. But whoever it is would have to know that they're not connected with somebody who does a podcast, so they could look at the podcast and look at us.
Yeah, because she's going to go, it's in Rotherham podcast. What's the most successful podcast in Yorkshire? Oh, yeah, it's that one.
Yorkshire?
It is.
Get you bigging us up.
Well, there we are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was going to say UK. But I'll rein it back a little bit.
This side of Rotherham, maybe. Yeah. But.
Can I carry on now? Or?
Sorry. Yeah, where were you?
I was just saying, I once saw a tarot card reader. And I was only young.
Tarot card?
What is it?
Tarot,
all right. Is it spelled?
There's a T on the end.
There's a T on the end, yeah, that's why, Rob.
Silent T.
Tarot card.
Tarot.
So, I saw a tarot card reader. I was really young. And all I remember from it is every time she was dealing these cards, money cards kept coming up. And she were acting really surprised, like, I've never seen this amount of money before. This is, you know. Got to the end and I established that I was meant to marry a brunette. I was going to have kids. And I was going to be, like, incredibly wealthy. So now I need to go on somewhere else to find out where the bastard is that's got my money. That's what I need to establish.
And your brunette wife.
Yeah.
And your kids.
Yeah.
What?
So I don't really, and again, that was probably another one of them summer fair events where you go in and you think, yeah, it's probably just a bit of a fun. But I get where you're coming from. I have got another question for you that we touched on earlier, and it made me go, do you think they'll ever be able to harness the brain outside of a human body?
Good question.
When you say harness it, what you mean?
Have it functioning outside
of you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Take it out and they'll be able to. Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Even take someone from the neck and keep it alive.
Yeah.
So that you could physically talk to that person for. Well, it'd still have an age because the brain still has an age.
The way that science has evolved over the years, who would have thought that they'd be able to do hand transplants, heart transplants,
face transplants.
So I think I don't know to what capacity, because I think, you know, I think it's just like an absolute mess of wires, isn't it, that come out your brain almost, in vessels and nerves and everything else. So I don't know how much they'd have to do to get
I think
to
it
that.
Came from, I saw a film the other day, which is completely irrelevant.
Face Off.
The Man with Two Brains.
No. it was something with Jennifer Lopez in, I can't remember what it was called. But in that film was just a head, and they basically harnessed that.
And she
was
in this film?
Yeah, but it's irrelevant.
Really?
And as part of this, when you said it earlier, it just made me think,
I think the short answer is yes.
Yeah.
B- Because you think what we've done medically in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, then see,
in 100 years, we're going to be able to do that. It's complicated, but... hang on, Mark. It's complicated, but I think we will be able to do it. Yeah. Over to you, Mark.
Thank you. But do you see that post I shared on the group about with Elon Musk? And
do you know what, actually? I think...
There's every chance of you getting a functioning brain.
Carry on. Sorry.
Yeah, but the Neuralink, where they reckon they're going to be able to get blind people to be able to see.
Oh, yeah. Even
people that have been blind since birth.
What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Didn't he say something like it'd be like the spectrum or something?
They reckon the early versions of it would be like the Atari with 16-bit graphics or even 8-bit graphics. Yeah. And then... As it progressed, they get better.
I was just
laughing
because she took your glasses forward then, and they went. Yeah. Your eyes went really big, like really big.
Yeah, and he reckons that when the way that technology evolves, that eventually the vision will be better than our actual vision.
Yeah, I believe that too. Yeah.
Could you imagine being able to you might be able to zoom and everything?
Yeah,
that'd be really good.
I've had another idea. Why don't we get Elon Musk on?
We're talking.
No, I'm not that bothered about getting him on. No, seriously.
He does go on some podcasts.
He does. Yeah.
If we win that award.
Listen,
if
Joe Rogan can get him, we can get him.
I'd love to have him on.
Why don't we all hold hands?
I'm going to tweet him.
You tweet him, mate.
Why don't we all hold hands and resonate.
Resonate.
The frequency that he will align with to come on the show.
Time at the bar, please.
I better correct myself. I won't tweet him. I'll X him. He might not want to do it if that's a tweet.
Yeah.
Sorry, Elon, we're going to X you.
I'm going to say, what do they call
it's
tweets now?
It's a post.
It's a post now, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Come on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So last week's was Kazoo's Song Is It Anyway?
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah.
Do you want to give us another blast of it, Mark?
Yeah, here we go.
Well, there's a little bit in that, and I can't think of the name of the song, but I think if I do it without the kazoo, it's that...
Do you know the answer?
Well, I don't know.
Here we go.
Do you guys have a guess?
Honestly,
I have
no idea.
No idea.
No.
So it's that bit that goes... Da-da-da, da-da-da. Is that Ruben?
Oh!
Ruben!
Da-da-da!
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs.
I'm going to go with Ruben Kaiser Chiefs.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I was only going by what you sang.
Yeah, I was only going by what you were saying.
I listened to it and they were a bit like,
put us out of his misery.
Oh, well, I'm going to go a bit further now.
Still doesn't help. It does sound like a Kaiser Chiefs.
Come to Fraggle Rock. Come to Fraggle Rock. Grab a Fraggle by its cock. Swing it round your head.
I mean, Mark's doing it as if we should know. He's looking at us as if to say, why do you not know this?
Out of his misery.
Oh, I've got it.
I just said, can you tell us what it is? And now
loves you better.
Yeah.
Loves you
better. Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
Play it again now.
Memphis and Chaka Khan.
It was just that bit then.
Sound
that bit that you just played at the end there that I was like, ain't nobody.
That's the only bit we worked in. Listen.
Yeah.
Ain't
Listen.
Nobody.
Let you feel this day.
Ain't nobody. Why are you going to be Jeezy?
Yeah.
How are you going to be Jeezy?
Because it's a bit higher than what. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, it's a no for me. No. I mean, I know the song, but. You weren't playing that, Mark.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Mark. You got us all there.
Yeah.
I thought I nailed it with Ruby then.
Okay. We were convinced anyway.
When you said it, me and Rob went, yeah.
Yeah. Ready for this week's wheel?
Yeah,
let's do it. Here
let's
we go.
Spin it.
Oh,
Ruby, 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 Ruby.
cost.
I have a dream.
They think it's all over. It is.
It's one small step for man.
You must stay at home.
Today in history.
Oh, I like this one.
Yes,
I like this one. Have you got something, Mark?
Well, I've come prepared.
Oh.
As I do for every episode, but I never use some of it, but I've come prepared.
Good.
So
I do feel bad when you do that.
I know.
Prepared. I know.
Just in case.
Just in case, you never know. So, 4th of October.
Yeah.
Today in history.
Yeah.
So, hey. I've got some facts. I've got my glasses on as well. So, we'll start with, we'll go back in
Congratulations on getting a slightly bigger piece of paper.
It's a little bit. It's still written tiny, though. It's still written. Look at the size of the writing on there.
It's not that tiny. Right, so let's go all the way back to 1535.
Oh, wow.
First English Bible is published.
Oh. How do you know?
It says here. It says 1535. 1675 now. Pocket watch is patented by a Dutch guy.
Any Dutch guy? Or?
Well,
is that his name?
I don't have his name. Why don't I not have his name?
Andrew Dutch guy.
Or is it pocket watch?
But it's 19 years before that.
How did he know the time was right?
Well, it was only a pocket watch, so there were loads of watchers.
All right.
But this is for his pocket. Set the time.
But 19 years before that, he invented the pendulum clock. So the guy who invented the pendulum clock, doing a motion here for the benefit of tape, I'm swinging my finger, he invented the pocket watch as well.
Right.
1880, University of California is founded.
No.
Not that exciting, these, are they?
Not really.
This one, though, 1883, Orient Express departs from Paris to Istanbul. 1883.
To where?
Istanbul.
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 How'd you pronounce
it? Sounds like an instant pot.
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
That's like salad cream.
What's it called?
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
No,
that's it.
Istanbul.
Moving on. 1911. First escalator installed at Earl's Court London Tube Station.
Hey.
When?
Hey, you know what?
1911.
Wow.
Things are on the up now, aren't they?
First escalator.
I got it.
That's why I've got these, just for Mark's punchline.
Was that steam powered then, or
no? It doesn't say, but it was made of wood.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it went Earl's Court Tube Station, 1957. Soviet Union launches Sputnik 1.
Sputnik.
Sputnik.
Sputnik
1.
Sputnik.
Yeah.
What with that? A submarine.
Got a D in it.
Potato.
What was it though? Don't move on. What was Sputnik?
Earth's first satellite.
Oh, right, okay.
However, it only lasted 21 days because its batteries ran out and it fell back to Earth. And it burnt out.
Right.
That didn't last long, did it? 1990.
Oh, that were a jump.
I know, there was not much happening in those years.
Right.
Beverly Hills 90210 debuts in USA. There's not that much facts going off on 4th
Something else you haven't watched, probably.
No, not really. Like, no. It used to be on before Blind Date.
Yeah, right.
Did it? Or after?
Did you watch Blind Date?
Well, I used to tape it.
Oh.
I thought we were going on it.
Because I were out of DJ. 2000. What's funny there?
Nothing.
I used to tape it and watch it Sunday morning. Nothing. 2017. What have I jumped here a bit? Oh, no. 2017, right, you'll all remember this. Theresa May has a nightmare as her voice fails. A prankster interrupts her and a set collapses behind her. Yeah. Remember it?
Yeah, I do remember it.
2017. Yeah. 2021, we have a global outage of Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp for 6 hours.
Oh.
Can you remember that?
I do remember that, actually, yeah.
2021?
Yeah.
I mean, 6 hours and nobody on Facebook. I mean, that's a world that we all want to be in, don't we?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What have I got this fact here? What's this doing here? Oh, I should have put this in a bit earlier. but what year is it?
1984.
I'll just read it out and then you'll be able to tell me what year it was. So, last day of the Julian Caesar calendar. What year were this?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it was 4th of October. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't know what year it was, but it says here, I've written down, it says last day of Julian Caesar calendar, next day... Julian. What's his name?
Julius.
I've put Julian here. put Julian?
Julian Caesar.
He's Julian.
Did he have both his ears pierced as well?
That's his cross-dressing counterpart.
I must have not had my glasses on when I wrote that. So last day of the Julius Caesar calendar. The next day, we've touched onto this a little bit. Okay. The next day,
is the next day after the last day? Or is the next day the last day of the Julian's Caesar calendar?
I don't know, I weren't there. But he says, last day of the... I nearly said Julian again. Last day of the Julius Caesar calendar, next day the Gregorian calendar took over.
Yeah.
To realign the equinoxes, because Kirk, you spoke about this, and the... What have I put there? Solitaire. Is it solitaire? To line in with Easter, right? But because
Solarium?
Because of this, several days were skipped, and October 4th was followed by October 15th. This is true.
It's a bit like listening to you reading this.
This is true, this.
Yeah.
Today, this calendar is the most used.
Yeah.
Who's using something? Yeah, so...
And then roll on next week, we'll do a Christmas special.
I put here today, this calendar is the most used. So yeah. Why is there some other people using other calendars in well today?
Well, there's some people that, yes, run their civilizations to Mayan calendars and stuff like that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Mm. So they might not have October 31st and stuff like that.
Days probably don't even matter to some people. They'll just follow the sun.
I understand why
you
left that one out.
The sun and the moon.
I don't know what year that were, but anyway, I'll work on that. Anyway, it's I always like to tell you what national days are.
Yes.
Today's national ship in a bottle.
What in a bottle? We tasted that at the beginning.
Ship in a bottle, yeah, or bottle, yeah. And it's National Taco Day.
Oh.
Taco. And last thing,
what like lorry drivers use recording the mileage.
Well, it could be. It could be. I've just written Taco Day, so it could be. Could be. They could have a joint day. And lastly, as always,
they don't want to be doing that if they're driving a lorry.
And as I always like to finish with, if it's your birthday today, then you would have been conceived on the 11th of January. So happy birthday to you if it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There you go, and that's my
first. There's one thing we've learnt from this is that the 4th of October largely a very boring day in history.
Listen, I struggled to get loads. That's best I could get, and when I wrote it out, I thought, there's not much on here.
Hey, listen, you didn't know what we're going to come on, did we? So,
no.
That is what it is.
Last week's were great, but I didn't land on it.
That's right, we can just change diaries, apparently. We can just change calendars.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea.
There we go. On that note, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, really nice one, boys. Yep. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
See you later, boys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat@gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.